Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast. We roll into Monday evening, Thanksgiving week in the States. I don't know, what is it in Canada this week, Blake? Just another
Thursday.
Just another day where you guys take Friday off for no reason? Is that what it is?
I don't even know if it's a holiday here. Like, I have no idea. I think it's just another Thursday.
You guys figure out holidays all the time that I don't understand. You guys may have, one a month.
That was the thing I liked about going to school in the States is all the random holidays that we got,
are you talking about, random holidays?
Not random, but, like to me, they're random because, like, I'm Canadian and we don't have, like, same holidays.
So you just make, weird, you don't even, you just don't name yours.
No, it was just weird getting, like Martin Luther King Day that we had no school and, like we don't have that in Canada.
Yeah, but you have a day off once. You have a 3-day weekend once a month in Canada for just no reason. You just call it holidays. It's holiday.
No, it's we got May long, August long, and July long.
Yeah,
it's not one every month.
Oh. Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Do you give a rat's ass about this World Cup that's going on?
To be honest, I don't even like soccer. So
who does?
It's a no go for me. I don't like watching it. I mean, I'll watch like a highlight of it, like a cool goal on Twitter if I come across it. But I mean,
so listen to
the diving and the flopping. I don't do that stuff. So
FIFA is like the most corrupt organization in the entire world. So listen to this one. They had Budweiser.
Yeah, they banned all the drinking.
No, listen to this. Stadium. Just hear me out. They had Budweiser give them $110 million to be the beer of the World Cup, right? $110 million to be the main sponsor beer. And then 48 hours before the tournament starts, they say, sorry, no beer in the games.
Thanks. Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
Thanks for the
I didn't know about the Budweiser deal, but
thanks
I
for
saw
the $110
no
million. They take $110 million.
They better get that shit back.
Put the money in their pocket. Give up the big middle finger. That's what FIFA does. It's freaking... Them and the Olympic Committee, they're the two most corrupt sports organizations in the world. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wild Pens last Thursday night. The Wild had their retro jerseys on, you know? And all I could think of watching that game was 1991 Stanley Cup.
Yeah, the North Stars.
All I could see was number 17 out there. I'm like, oh, that's Basil McRae. He's back.
Yeah,
it was fun seeing
that.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm liking a lot of the retro jerseys. Like, I was watching the Calgary and Florida game.
I knew you'd like that one.
And I honestly wasn't a fan like when I first saw the jersey, but like it's different when you take a factor like what helmet they wear, what gloves and what their pants look like and the socks and everything together. Like I think it was really sharp.
I did, you know, and I'm old school as you can get, but I didn't think that one was that bad. I didn't think it was that bad.
No. Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Lightnings.
There's been a Tampa. Okay. Listen,
that's the worst jersey.
I can't do Tampa Bay's. I can't do it. The Flames, it just looked like a little kid put it together,
the
man.
The only jersey I've ever seen worse than that one is that Colorado Avalanche Ace sweater shit they wore at the outdoor game that one year.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible. Bad. Yeah, that was terrible. Yeah, I can't do the Tampa Bay.
Did you see what Devin
Dubnyk? I like the logo on that jersey, but everything else is just terrible. Stupid.
Did you see what Devin Dubnyk said this week?
About why he said a lot of things that last week.
Well, he announced his retirement, and then he talked about he was asked, which I would love to have the kahunas to ask a question like this, but the reporter asked him, who was his worst teammate he ever had?
Oh, he said Neil Yakupov, right?
Just answered it just like that, yeah, Neil Yakupov.
And he did, it was no hesitation either.
No. Just
He was talking about how he was zinged him between the ears and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me though.
Bennington.
He didn't stick with three organizations, so there must be something wrong there.
Did you see what Bennington did last night?
I did not. I didn't watch much hockey yesterday.
Okay, there's a fight going with like 10 seconds to go, right? I can't remember who it was. Anaheim and St. Louis. I can't remember who the hell he was fighting. But anyways, there's a fight going in front of his crease on the dot. It was right on the dot. And he freaking skates over during the fight and tries to trip the guy on the other team.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
Nobody did anything again. I don't get it, man. Someone needs to kick that sumbitch's ass.
Yeah.
I don't know. Crazy.
It's for sure.
On today's show, we are going to adopt a favorite team. And we're going to talk about... No, we're not getting rid of our favorite teams. We're talking about... If our team sucks, it's kind of like baseball. If you're 32 games back, you're not making the fucking playoffs. You got to find another team to watch. So we're going to talk about what you look for when you're trying to develop your favorite team. And then we're going to go around the league and we're talking about win streaks, Carlson, the Adler hit, milestone for Kale McCarr, who's freaking unreal. And yeah, you got to keep those helmets on. All right. Blake's favorite team sucks. They suck.
Oh, Todd. They pick and choose. I mean, it's frustrating. You get games like on Friday where they dominate.
They look like a world beater.
Where they dominate LA for 60 minutes. And then there's some games where they just play 20 minutes and forget how to play the rest of the game. So,
but anyways, okay. For people who haven't listened to the show, I'm a Calgary Flames fan. Blake's a Canucks fan. We're not changing our damn favorite teams. But needless to say, this year, when you're looking at the standings a little bit, there's a little bit of frustration in both of our fan bases and a little bit of frustration with both of our teams.
Not so much for yours. I don't know what the frustration for is in Calgary. I mean, they just rallied four of their last five again.
I know, but the frustration is that just that, Blake. And it's not Calgary.
You guys go 6-1, then you have a little stretch, and the house is burning down. It's like, what's going on?
And Calgary's not the only team. You know, St. Louis started off, wins three in a row. They're 3-0. Everything looks great. They drop 8 in a row, and now they've won 6 in a row. Calgary wins 5 in a row, drops 6 in a row, and then wins 4 of the next 5. It's like, it's weird. It's a season full of streaks. Unfortunately, in Vancouver, there really hasn't been a streak. They currently sit 6-9-3.
They've won 2 in a row. They've won 2 in a row twice. They haven't won 3 in a row once. They got Vegas tonight, so I don't know if they're going to win 3 in a row tonight. But
you know, your record isn't your record, though. What's weird about this?
It's not even that bad. They're 6-9-3?
Yeah. Not as bad as they've played, though, is it?
No. I mean, they've led out of the 17 games they played. I think they've led in 13.
I know, but Blake, I don't know if that's a stat you want to tout.
No, but it's like that shows me that they're playing good hockey. Like, they've scored the fifth most goals in the league. Like, they're getting goals. They're like,
I know.
I mean, we'll see. Like, Demko had a 38 save performance. It was his first game all year that he's allowed less than 3 goals. So
is that sad to say? That's crazy. Isn't it?
It is.
I don't think
how bad he's been.
Well, I don't think
I'm the biggest Demko guy. I got 2 jerseys of his, man. Like, that's my guy, but he flat out hasn't been good. And we'll see if that Stark and he can build off it.
Markstrom's had 3 shutouts at this time last year, and I don't think
the Markstrom stuff is ridiculous. I mean, I don't get why Flames fans are just ready to throw this guy in the trash. Like,
they're not. No. They went on to throw him in the trash, but he has to figure it out.
On Twitter is, we need to get rid of Markstrom. We need to call up Dustin Wolf. We need to get rid of Markstrom.
That's silly talk.
You literally tweeted, "I'm done with Markstrom."
I'm done.
You tweeted that.
Yes, he needs a couple games off, and Vladar needs to be in.
Okay, but like the Dustin Wolf stuff, like
I didn't say anything about Dustin Wolf.
No, I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying people in general.
But Markstrom has been
Dustin
awful.
Wolf's a good prospect, but he worries me at the NHL level because of his size. He does. He's 5'11"?
Yeah. So was Chris Osgood. So was
but that's back in the '80s though. That's a different game.
How tall is different Sorokin?
He's probably 6'1". I mean, the smallest guy that sticks out is Saros.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not 100% sold on Dustin Wolf. He has led every single league in goaltender statistics.
No, he's been great at every level. And that's why I think that you can give him the benefit of the doubt, but until he proves that, then it's show.
But you'd say that about anybody, though.
Yeah.
Right? There's no guarantee that Marc-Andre Fleury is going to be a great NHL goalie. I mean, it all has to translate, right? But the thing with Markstrom, and we need to move on to this team thing, is you need your goalie to not let in a muffin every single night.
He's pretty good tonight.
He was decent tonight. He's pretty decent tonight. But he's got to give me two in a row at least without letting one in from outside the blue line.
The frustrating thing about Markstrom is we got to go to the next topic here, but the letting in first goal of the first shot of the game a lot. Like, he did it a lot in Vancouver, and it frustrated the shit out of me. It seems like it's carried over to Calgary. I haven't watched much this year, but
the thing that scares me.
It's been
me
a pattern for him his whole NHL career, though. That's what I'm saying.
The thing that scares me the most is this year, his glove hand, it almost looks like he's got a new glove he's not used to. He's just dropping. Yeah. It's just weird. But anyways, all right. So Blake made a wise-ass freaking remark last show about, Jesus, I can't watch the goddamn Canucks the rest of the season. I need to figure out a team to watch and cheer for. We know he's not changing fan bases, and we know that would be ridiculous talk. But if we were going to pick a team to adopt, what things would you look at when picking a new favorite team? If you were a new person that just was introduced to hockey and you said, God, I love this, I need to pick a team now, what are the aspects you look for? And I came up with a list, and I came up with some, and I wanted you to tell me if you think they're things you would take into consideration. And some of them are a little goofy, but honestly, I think I'd take them into consideration. The first is the city itself.
No. The first has to be the color scheme.
Well, I wrote that down, but you're going to pick your favorite team based off color. Are you like 13 or are you?
No, but if I'm a new fan, you're probably young. You're probably a teenager.
No.
I'm
you
just
can't.
Trying to get
no.
their head here.
Let's do it from our perspective.
What a goal. Will Villiers.
Let's do it from our perspective.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't factor that as much then, but it would still be a factor. I really wouldn't care about the city, to be honest. I don't think that really matters.
Don't you take in time zone into consideration? If I'm going to be a new fan, I sure don't want to be a fan out east.
Yeah. Well, if you're living out west, you probably wouldn't want to pick an east team.
No.
I mean, it is a struggle. Like, the Canucks game tonight starts at 9:30, and it's like, holy shit.
Well, see, I don't mind. For me, it's not that bad.
The Pacific time zone is the best time zone to watch sports.
I think it doesn't even
come close, because
I think the Central is. The Central's the best.
I don't think so.
Blake, but if I live in Vegas,
if you're on the West Coast, though, if you're on the West Coast,
I got game starting at 4:30.
If you're on the West Coast, like I was living last year, okay, the Blue Jay game was on at 4 o'clock. The J game is on at 7, and all your sports are done by 10 o'clock.
Who wants that? I don't want that. Plus, people have jobs, Blake.
Yeah, if you got a wife and kids and you want to stay up later and watch sports,
how about a job, Blake? Most people work.
No, I get that.
So a 4 o'clock start, it's no go.
Yeah.
No go. I get that. Yeah. No, it's no fun being in Vegas and all of a sudden the primetime games are starting at 5 o'clock. It's like, no, I want a game to get over at 11 o'clock. I want it in the prime time. You know, I don't know.
Well, that's like the thing. Like, well, we're in Central time. I don't know. I might be Mountain time, but like there's games on until midnight here.
Yeah. That's
every day.
So. Yeah, that's perfect. You got it from 6 to midnight.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to take into consideration. The history of the team is something I think you definitely need to take into consideration, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the history, I mean, I don't really care about the Stanley Cups, but, like, players that played there, past teams, do some research on that. Yeah, the history is a big part for sure.
How about the arrogance or the
fan base? Every fan base is arrogant, though.
No, everybody has. There's fan bases worse. Boston fan bases are terrible.
Yeah, but they won. That's what I mean. Like, that whole, like, if you're a teenager or 15 growing up in Boston, you've seen a lot of winning. A lot of winning.
I realize that, but being a winner, so, you should be able to be humble, though, right?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. But, I mean, I'm not going to get mad at guys for bragging that they won. They are in the right to do that, the best team. Right?
I think there's a fine line between arrogance and, I don't know, I don't like arrogant fan bases. And I think there's some fan bases that are, and I don't think the Colorado Avalanche has been an arrogant fan base. They won the Stanley Cup last year, and they've been.
No, not too much. I also would take into account, like, rivalries with other teams.
Yeah.
If you were to pick a team, like, I want to pick a team that a fan base hates the other team. Like, mm-hmm. Toronto and Montreal or Calgary and Edmonton, like something like that. Like that would draw me for sure.
Do you take into account an arena?
Not much, because I mean, when does a guy ever get to go? Like, it's pretty rare to go to a game, right? Like, every game looks the same on TV. Right. I mean, unless you're in San Jose where you're up in the 500 level with the camera.
We should pre-talk about this and the fact that you're not living in a city where there's a team. I mean, that's obviously the most common.
Well, neither are you.
No. Neither. I know.
None of us aren't.
But, I mean, our talking about finding a team is based off living in a neutral area.
It's just hard. Like, it's hard. Like, say you live in Vancouver. It would be pretty hard not to like that team.
I agree.
It would be pretty hard to live in Vancouver and be like, yeah, I'm going to cheer for Detroit. It just doesn't happen very often. Like, it'd be like, even if you did, you would still go to Canucks games.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Fan. Like, I don't know. It would be pretty hard.
You would find yourself, I think what you'd do is you'd find yourself all of a sudden becoming a fan, even if you didn't want to be.
Yeah, because it's right there. It's right in your backyard.
So if you had to pick a team right now, Blake, let's kind of go through this. I'm going to name some teams. And you give it the yay or the nay. Could you be a Boston Bruins fan?
No.
No, they beat you in the Cup Finals. No.
You're a clown for that comment.
Could you be a Devils fan?
I should be leaving the studio for that, actually. You asked me that. You're ridiculous.
Yeah, I know you talk about
it. I would not be a Chicago Blackhawks fan.
Back in 2011. I hear that once a week on the show.
I haven't brought that up once. You're the one that brings that up all the time.
New Jersey Devils. Could you be a Devils fan?
Listen, they're fun. They're a fun team to watch right now.
Right now, but they've been the worst team to watch for the last 27 years. But
like, also, if you're looking at a team, right? All the things that you just brought up, the history, the colors, the youth on the, like, it's checks a lot of boxes for a young fan that
it does.
That might want to cheer for this team,
except for where they live.
It's a young team. They've won a lot of Stanley Cups. They got a rich history. They got one of the best goaltenders of all time that has that played most of his career there. What are you giving me that look for? Martin Brodeur? Hello. Yeah, did he benefit from a defensive system? Sure, but he's still a really good goalie.
You put Luongo in there?
He carried the 2012 team to the Cup.
Along with a stellar defense.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as early 2000s.
And a team that freaking played a system that was shut down, shut down, shut down. Just saying. Put Roberto Luongo on there, and he goes into the hall with a couple cups on his belt.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Right?
Okay, so I'll go ask your question. If I had to pick a team, like an original six team is intriguing. Like a Rangers or something, but
I think that can be intriguing, but I think that can also push you away too, right? I don't know. I think you can look at that two ways.
Like you can pick a new team like Seattle who has no history and no nothing and then is building from the ground. Nobody can call you a hop on if you pick Seattle.
No, right? But you could also, you'd be a good Seattle fan. You're used to not winning.
Zip it. I don't know.
Could you? Okay, I'm going to throw out a team.
I just feel like as a new fan, you would get attacked. This new fan, hey, I don't like hockey. I'm a Colorado fan. Yeah, sure. You're a Colorado fan. Yeah, sure.
Let me throw out a team that I think you'd maybe consider, Blake. I do think you would consider this team. I know one of their players is your favorite player right now. And I'm not saying that's smart ass.
The Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah. But wouldn't that be like sticking a knife in your chest type of team to like,
though? Yeah, because I've literally, I don't know.
I could see myself liking this team, though. I like a lot of their pieces. I love the city. I love their fan base. I love their history. I love their colors. Like, they check a lot of my boxes. Except for they suck. We might be going worse.
You know who would check a lot of boxes for me is Nashville.
Really?
Yeah. I like Nashville. I don't know.
Man, I don't know if they check any boxes for me.
Another team, if I was picking Carolina.
Oh, come on. They've got the most rogue owner there is.
I don't give a fuck about the owner.
You should.
I don't care about the owner.
You should.
Well, I mean, I should because the owner of the Canucks is a donkey. But
yes, and that's wreaking havoc in your life, Blake.
Even Detroit, though. Even Detroit, too.
That's a shitty city, though.
Shitty city. Like I said, I don't really care about the city.
Armpit, butthole of America.
I don't care. I don't care about the city. I care about the team.
Do you like Hamilton? Have you ever been to Hamilton? Like,
Ontario?
Yeah.
No.
You've never been there?
No.
Okay.
You? When did you go to Hamilton?
I've never been to Hamilton, but I've heard it's a bunch of...
Where did that come from?
Steel mills and...
Yeah, they call it the Steel City.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of Detroit.
Like, the teams I would never, ever root for Boston... I would, until I die, I will never ever cheer for the Leafs. Edmonton's a no-go.
I saw a picture of you in an Edmonton Oilers jersey. What in the hell are you talking about?
I lost a bet. Stop. I lost a bet. Stop.
On Facebook.
I mean, like growing up as a kid, I went to a lot of Flames games. So,
you want to be a Flames fan?
My dad likes the Flames. You like the Flames. I don't know. Like, there's a... I watch a lot of Flames games, but they're not obviously my favorite team, but I do watch a lot of them. Well, I have to keep up with your dumbass too, because you always be texting me and shit.
Oh gosh!
And if I want to bug you, I gotta watch the team.
I'm sorry, I can't have you be a Flames fan.
I would never be a Flames fan, but I'm just saying I don't mind them. Second favorite teams, but if I had to choose a second favorite team, it'd be Calgary.
I tell you who my second favorite team is right up, straight up. Winnipeg Jets. I hate that I'm saying that, but I would say.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. They're close to
not even that. I love the way they're built. I love their arena.
Have you ever been to their rink?
Yes, I love their arena. I've been there a couple times. I love their
smallest
arena.
Rink. I'm going to a game on 29th of December. Canucks are there. Be a good one. Be a good trip.
Who else would you
not cheer for? Chicago. It's a no go for me.
Well, come on, pick one here. We got to pick one.
pick a team?
Yes, because you're gonna follow him the rest of the year. We're gonna do updates.
We're not doing this. We're not doing that. You know who is actually a fun team to watch too?
All right, here it is. What is it?
Montreal Canadiens.
Oh my god!
They're actually you laugh, but they don't, can you not agree that they're not a fun team to watch?
They're a fun team to watch, young. But I'm sure as hell glad they're not my favorite team.
No, but like, if I go upstairs and I turn the TV on, there's a Montreal game. I'll probably sit down and watch it.
Yeah, because it's a train wreck.
They're an exciting young team.
Because they're not very good, Blake. It's back and forth, 2-on-1s left and right.
They gotta rebuild. Like, I mean, they're a young team though. Like, there's gonna be growing pains. It's like Buffalo. You wanna talk about Buffalo? You wanna talk about Buffalo starts the last 4 years and how they proceeded to lose like 10 in a row in each and every year?
They've lost 8 in a row.
I would contemplating jumping off a bridge if I was a Buffalo fan right now. It'd be terrible.
Oh, I can't.
You start that. What? Well, what do they start? 6-6-1, and then they go lose 10 in a row?
Yep.
It's just false hope.
You know, another team I could get on board with is the Islanders.
You love the Islanders. What? No, your favorite team, your second favorite team is Carolina.
No, it's not.
For all the death threats you've got, and now you pick them to go to the Cup this year?
I did.
Oh, that's funny how that works.
I did. Well, I think they're a good hockey team.
It sounds like you're a closet Carolina fan.
I think they're a good hockey team this year. I'm not a fan.
They've been a good hockey team the last 3 years.
I know. I picked them pretty decent last year, too.
Huh. Sucked in the playoffs. Did you see what happened to Jack Campbell today?
No.
This guy is sitting on the bench. And this guy is so slow to react, he can't even get his glove up to stop the puck from hitting him in the nose. He left the game.
First save of the year, then.
All right, lock up save.
Oh gosh. Are you picking a team here? Are we going around the league, right?
Let's go around the league.
Pick a team.
Okay.
Pick a goddamn.
I'll take New Jersey.
You're taking
riding with New Jersey the rest of the year.
Oh, what a Jesus.
16-3, 13 wins in a row.
Pull up the bandwagon. Blake wants on, everybody.
I'm driving the bus of the wagon of the New Jersey Devils.
Oh, my God.
It may fall off the tracks, but we might as well go right to the Cup this year.
All right. All right, well, let's just start it off right away around the league. Let's start off with Blake's favorite team, the New Jersey Devils. Tonight they knock off the Edmonton Oilers 5-2. And what Blake said is a convincing win because he watched his favorite team tonight. I didn't get to see it. Winner.
Yeah, I watched like half. I watched the second half of the second and then the third. I watched Yellowstone today. So
winners of 13 in a row.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, like I said last 2 weeks, copy and paste every single game. You can do it. They play the same way every game. Less than 25 shots against. They outchance, outhit, outshoot their team. I mean, when you're 8-1 on the road and 8-2 at home, you're doing something right. So, and they're doing this without their quote unquote starting goalie too.
I know.
Which is even crazier. Like, Vanacek missed some time. They had that young kid come up and he was 3-0. So, I mean, they're getting contributions from everybody. Like, Jesper Bratt, he broke out last year. He's continuing, his trajectory, Dougie Hamilton shipped in. I mean, what's his name? Nico Hischier is turning into a two-way demon. So
Hischier's a forward, Blake.
A two-way demon, I said. Oh, like just a forward.
Demon.
Just like a
demon.
Yeah,
Not a D-man. A demon.
Demon. Yeah, he's a demon out there.
I've never heard a hockey player described as a demon. I've heard he's a tenacious forward. He's a demon. Another win streak.
How do you think Johnny Gaudreau feels right now?
I hope he feels like a big pile of dog shit.
You were the biggest Gaudreau fan, and now you hate him, eh?
I was not the biggest Gaudreau fan. I freaking wanted to hang him during the playoffs. All right. Boston wins 11 straight home games. That's another streak that's kind of gone unnoticed and been overshadowed by New Jersey. But this is a veteran-laden Boston team that just keeps getting it done.
17-2. It's I'd be lying if I said that this was expected. I mean,
no, I believe
nobody really expected this.
Let me pull out the old glasses and reference your predictions.
Yeah, I kicked them to finish fourth and missed the playoffs.
I believe it was fifth. I believe.
It's fourth.
See here.
Fourth and out.
Fourth and out. All right.
Yeah.
How about Erik Karlsson? Let's talk a little bit about Erik Karlsson and what your thoughts are. Is all of a sudden now, this anchor of a deal or of a contract is being talked about being moved now. And if you'd have said this summer, everybody in the league would have said you're an idiot. No one is ever going to trade for that deal. And now you're sitting here and you're looking at a guy that's 32 years old. He's got 4 years left on an $8.5 million deal.
No, it's 11.5.
Okay, yeah, 11.5, but
he signed an 8-year 11.5.
It's going to be an 11.5 AAV, but I think most of it was paid out, so you'd only be paying 8.5. It would count against the cap 11.5 though. But I believe it's 8.5.
Oh, you're talking about signing bonus and stuff.
Yep. So think about this.
Yeah, I mean,
think about this. Teams all the time sign 28-year-olds to 8-year deals.
Between 36.
Yeah, well, so he's going to be 36. I mean, what's the difference, you know?
Yeah.
But I know one thing. If I'm San Jose right now, it is time to wheel and deal and get this bad boy gone while he's playing good, because I swear to God it's going to dry up.
I honestly don't think it is. I mean, we've been waiting for this Erik Karlsson to show up for 3 years, ever since he went out west, right? This is the Erik Karlsson that dominated every shift and took over games every single night in Ottawa. This is the same guy.
So let me
this
ask
the
you.
Same guy.
Let me ask
this
you.
This guy has 11 goals, 28 points in 20 games, 11 goals in 20 games from the back end. It's insane.
Let me ask you a question.
It's insane. What?
Okay. Would you? I'm not talking about your new favorite team, the Devils. I'm talking about your old favorite team, the Canucks. If they made a move right now to bring in Erik Karlsson, are you happy, or are you going, "Oh my God, is this another Oliver Ekman Larson?" Honestly, I need an honest answer on that, though.
If you can send OEL the other way, sure.
So you just trade this problem and roll the dice on the next one? I mean, I'm serious though. Like, if your team, obviously you would have them retain salary.
Our right side is so bad. I think I'd do it.
Like,
if you can send some money out, if you can put an Oliver Ekman Larson and a Tanner Pearson and pick some prospects that equal 11.5 mil the other way, I am doing it tomorrow.
You've got to be kidding me, Blake. I think you're just peeling band-aids and sticking them. That's why the Canucks suck.
But all jokes aside, Erik Karlsson has always been an elite defenseman. Has it not gone well the last couple of years for him?
It hasn't gone well for 3 years.
But this year, at age 32, he's showing the whole hockey world that he's still got it. He's still got a lot left in the tank.
I'm going to tell you something, though, Blake. I believe that was a comment very similar to what you said to me the day they signed Oliver Ekman Larson.
They didn't sign him. They traded for him.
Okay, traded for him. You told me, well, he was elite. He was elite, and
yeah, no, I expected this guy to be somewhat serviceable. He's just not. Like, he's getting third pair minutes right now, making 7-2. It's terrible.
Where do you?
But you're talking Erik Karlsson. Erik Karlsson's a number one defenseman.
Where do you think shoots he? Right at do you him. Think he gets traded?
Do I think he gets traded?
Yeah,
it's tough because. I mean, let's just go take a look right now. Let's just go take a look. There is currently 1, 2, 3 teams that can take a full 11.5 on.
Well, there's obviously going to be salary retained.
I understand that. it's going to have to be a hockey trade. It's going to have to be like a PK Subban for Weber deal. Money for money, money in, money out type thing. Picks, prospects, whatever, retained salary. It's going to be a hard, it's going to be a hard contract to move. It just is. It's not going to be an easy contract to move. But if the San Jose Sharks do have an opportunity to trade him, I think you do. Because they're nowhere near contending.
They're nowhere near.
I'm not saying I would sell Erik Karlsson off for pennies on the dollar, but
I would move him.
I would take a less return to get rid of that contract.
For sure. I would move him and I would freaking do cartwheels all the way down the road because.
Okay. So he's got this year and four more years at 11.5.
Yeah.
So Elliot, pretty much 5 years left.
Elliot Friedman reported that Florida and Washington would be the two.
I also saw that Ottawa was kicking tires on that, but
yeah, I heard that cooled off. I heard that cooled off.
But I mean, that being said, where Ottawa is at now from where when they traded Karlsson, they're more of in a market for a guy like Karlsson now than when they traded him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they got the young core in place. The young core is locked up all long term for 6+ years. You bring in guys like Giroud, DeBrincat, Cam Talbot. I mean, why not bring Erik Karlsson back?
Yeah.
But does that cost you Tim Stützle? And I'm probably out.
There's no way I would trade. No way I would do that.
But they're gonna want probably one of those, maybe it's a Josh Norris and picks. I don't know.
I don't even know what it looks like. I don't even know what this deal looks like. I don't think anything would surprise me with this deal. Cause I do believe San Jose's gotta be looking at it and talking, hey, here's our opportunity to get something and to rid ourselves of this contract. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know. Be interesting to see how that one goes out. Edler's hit on McDavid. I can't wait to get what your take is on this.
I mean, he did it 2 years ago at Hyman when he was in Toronto and he got 3 games. And
did you think this was a bad hit? I honestly think
it got blown out of proportion because it was McDavid.
Sure did. It's not even talked about if it's somebody else. If this is
the way that Edler was going,
he never moved.
I don't think there was any intent.
He went to hit him.
McDavid is just such a shifty player, though.
McDavid,
like, he's trying to weave in and out.
McDavid shifted into it, and he's the one that exposed his leg.
Yeah, like I don't think it was malicious at all. Edler does have a long history of kneeing though, which is why people were a little upset, which is whatever. He's been suspended 4 times for kneeing. That just is what it is. He has a history of doing that type of hit, but if this is Marco Scandella that he hits, like, I don't think we're talking about it. It's not even
talked about. No. What are we doing in this league?
Hockey's a fast game, and when you got a fast player like that that's weaving in and going in and out, I mean, shit happens.
But what are we doing in this? Sport. Are we gonna just like baby? Is McDavid the new? Is he like the Tom Brady of the NHL? Are we just gonna like adjust and change rules so that Connor McDavid doesn't get touched? Because right now, if I was a team, I would freaking do everything I possibly could to just make McDavid's life pure hell out there. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Speaking of unbelievable players, Cale Makar, he does it tonight. The fastest defenseman to reach 200 points in NHL history.
Yeah. He's
when you good. Think about that and put that into perspective.
Yeah, there's been a lot of good defensemen to play this game.
That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. And the sky's the limit for this guy. He has played 200 games.
He skates like a forward, defends well. His edges are incredible. I mean, there's not much more you can say. For a guy that played in the AJ, he turned out pretty good.
I tell you what, if Quinn Hughes wasn't in this league, this guy'd be the best.
I never said that. I never said that once. I never said that.
You did. You did.
I'm still waiting for the evidence so you can go back and look at the tape.
I will find it. Cale Makar, okay. 200 points, 200 games, and he did it, I think, in his 197th game, too. Didn't take him a full 200.
It's Quinn Hughes is also the fastest guy I think he has 136 assists in 200 games.
Yeah, oh, boy.
It's pretty good.
So he's also got a minus 360.
Okay. Like, probably said plus minus don't mean much. So,
yeah, exactly.
What's the next topic?
Well, the next topic is helmets during warmups. And the NHL announced now that if you've come into the league prior to the 1920 season.
No, it's not true.
No, okay, here's what it is. Here's what it is.
1920?
The rule applies to players who enter
2019, 2020, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm tripping. Okay. The way you said it sounded like 1920.
No, if the rule applies that if you've entered the league prior to the 2019-20 season, if you're in the league after that time frame, you have to wear helmets during warmups, and players before that entered the league prior to 2019-2020 can have the option. They're grandfathered.
Why not just make it mandatory for everybody?
Well, it's just, like they didn't do that with helmets in game play. I mean, there was years and years I watched McTavish and who was the other guy that didn't wear helmets? Which is
Neil Fleur.
Well, gosh, that's really going back there. But Craig McTavish was.
Are you talking like before 05?
Craig McTavish was the last player I remember playing in the league without a helmet. Yeah. It was another one. I'm drawing a blank right now, but McTavish was the last one. But there's been a lot of injuries in warmups. I know.
Taylor Hall fucking got the big cut on his eye.
Yeah. And there's a lot of pucks that go off posts and hit players in the heads and stuff, but I don't know. Well,
I wouldn't be worried about pucks as much. It's the skate. Like, you trip and fall and go into somebody like skating. That's brutal.
I worry about, I don't know. I'm with you probably. Let's just make it mandatory for everybody. I don't know. I was interested to see it was even talked about and made a rule, but I don't know.
Right.
Time for three questions.
It's time for three questions.
All right, time for three questions. Last week it was my turn to fire three questions at Blake. This week he fires them back at me. Blake, go with question number one.
Where is Jacob Chychrun getting traded?
I don't even care. I am so tired of hearing about Jacob Chychrun. Do you not feel like this is just going to be a disaster for whatever team gets him?
I wouldn't say that. I still think he's a really good top four guy that can play both sides.
Okay, should I play the easy answer here since I got to name a team? Oh, the New York Rangers, they're in on everybody, right?
Okay. Is that where you actually think he's going?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I'm not even being a smartass. I would say if I had to put money on it now, I would say Ottawa would be the team that would be willing and has the most assets to go.
Yeah, okay. Thoughts on Marian Hossa's jersey retirement?
I'm going to preface this with a comment, and people will think I'm a huge fan of his, but I don't think they win that many cups without him. I think he was that integral of a part.
Yeah, I would agree.
But that being said, do you retire Seabrook's number?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because you don't win cups without him either. Well,
here's if I was to pick players from that dynasty to retire.
Easy.
It's Taze, it's Kane.
Yep, stop.
And it's Duncan Keith.
Those three, stop. No more.
That's it. You can make the case for Corey Crawford, but I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Marian Hossa is the guy.
Yeah, just take those three. That's it.
Marian Hossa is the guy. They had to make up a freaking disease to get him his contract off the books.
But okay, I don't know about that. But that being said, though, they probably don't win in 13 without him, and they definitely don't win in 15 without him.
No, I know he was that good.
I, Like, I think I'm pretty sure he led scoring in both of those years in playoffs.
I guess I don't know that for sure, but he was a very integral part.
Okay, so we kind of talked about that at the start. If you had to pick who is your favorite team to watch right now other than your favorite team?
I don't even know if my favorite team is my favorite team to watch right now. Is that bad to say? I will be completely honest. I enjoy you're going to get mad at me. I enjoy watching Vancouver to see if it's a train wreck.
Okay, calm down.
I enjoy watching Edmonton because I believe it's that they're on a collision course with Calgary, and I kind of like I just don't know what I'm going to get. You know, I get McDavid scoring the game winner in overtime on Saturday night, and I got to watch that. You don't know what you're going to get with Edmonton, so they're fairly exciting to watch. Another team that I've grown to enjoy watching play this year, and is probably a team that you're going to be like, seriously, you've been watching them? I kind of like watching Detroit this year.
Yeah, it's a young team.
I don't know.
That's it. You got a listener question?
I do. We've talked about this, and I made a bold-ass prediction about this, and then I get a question about it. I think it goes into the rumors that circulated this week on Twitter and on a couple web pages. Should the NHL allow former coach Joel Quenneville to return to his coaching position in the National Hockey League?
Who asked this question? Well, you didn't say.
Philip Drummond.
You usually say who it is and where they're from.
Philip Drummond. I got Manitoba. I don't have a town. You know how Canadians, why is this, Blake? We're going to divert for 1 second. I went to college with a bunch of Canadians and I live in a town right an hour and some minutes from the border. So I meet a lot of Canadians. I have a lot of Canadian friends. I talk to a lot of Canadians. How come when I go up to a Canadian and I say, where are you from? And they say, I'm from Manitoba. I say, okay, well, where at?
No shit.
Why do they don't even give the town? Like I have, like I'm going to have clue.
The reason why they do that, it's a conversation builder. That's how I feel when I'm talking, like you're talking an American. Like, okay, here's the thing.
If you were
talking to somebody and you didn't know anything about Canada, you'd be like, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Brandon. Where is that? Manitoba. Where's Manitoba? Canada. It's just a conversation builder.
If I first met you, right? I asked you where you're from. You said Saskatchewan.
No, I said Estevan.
I don't think you did.
I said Estevan. But I'm really not from Estevan either. So
I know. But people, you know what I mean? Like, I don't
nobody
say.
Nobody knows where Buttfuck Beanfit is. Well, also.
But you know when people say, people, when they ask me where I'm from, I don't say United States.
Yeah. Well, you say you're from North Dakota.
Which I think people have as good of a chance knowing where Manitoba is or Saskatchewan as they do North Dakota.
What? It's right below.
I know. Listen to what I said. If me and you were sitting in an airport in Arizona, and we ran into random dude.
Because there's a lot of Canadians that fly down there.
Oh, God. Okay, we're gonna change topics here. Back to the listener question. It's from a guy in Manitoba. He didn't give me the city. Okay. Should the NHL allow former coach Joel Quenneville to return?
I forgot that was the question.
To return to the coaching position in the NHL? Oh.
I don't know. I mean, just the stance that the NHL took on that prospect from Montreal and the prospect from and then Mitchell Miller,
completely different.
I not really. They both did very horrible things, and you can even argue that Quenneville was worse. Covering up for somebody sexually abusing somebody.
He never covered up anybody. He never covered up.
He did. He literally said, hey, we're in the playoff, middle of the playoffs right now. Let's just sweep this under the rug and we'll talk about this next year.
Never said
that's exactly what he did.
They said they would address it in the offseason.
Yeah, why not address that now if you're Joel Quenneville?
That's not his job to address it. It's the freaking owner's job to address it.
Okay, but he sat there and let it happen.
So we're going to let but you got to put it into perspective.
Does he deserve a second chance? That's what you got to ask yourself.
That's what I'm asking you.
He's a good coach. He's a good enough coach to get another opportunity, but I don't think the NHL will allow it.
I think he should be allowed it hands down right away. Then if we're going to go on that, we should never let anybody out of prison. Never. What's the difference? We're going to ban somebody for life?
Well, I mean, it's not like he's 35 years old, though. Like, let's be honest.
Irrelevant. He's
ready to hang him up.
That's not fair. That is discrimination right there.
No. But maybe, who knows if he even wants to coach in the NHL anymore?
If I was Joel Quenneville, I'd sue
the league. Would you even want a coach?
I'd sue the league.
Oh, my God, stop.
I would. I'd sue the
league. What he did was wrong. It's basically guilty by association of murder.
So, okay, Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews and all those guys knew about it, too. Why are they still playing?
Yeah, I think that some of them should have got disciplined.
100%. I'm telling you, the whole team knew. The whole team knew.
100% they knew.
So what? Why are they all still playing?
Who is it always falling though?
The ones not making the money.
The owners ain't gonna. The owners ain't gonna get. The owners can't get rid of the players' contracts.
The league can suspend them.
Yeah, sure they can, but the league's not gonna do that.
Why not? What's the difference?
The league's not gonna suspend players when it makes them a shitload of money. Hell no, they're not gonna do that. It always falls on the management and the coaches.
So it's only wrong to be part of sexual exploitation problems. If you're a player, you're exempt from that then. Then you can do that. It's okay. You can do that.
Nobody said that's not what I said.
Well, you just said it.
That's not what I said.
You said, well, they're not gonna do that.
I'm telling you why the NHL rarely suspends its players.
It's then that's even more ammo for Joel Quenneville to sue the shit out of the league.
Okay.
You know what I would do right now if I was the Florida Panthers? He wouldn't lose.
Yes, he would.
No, he would not lose.
Okay.
Because then you have to go and you have to suspend a whole bunch of people. A whole bunch of people.
Okay, buddy.
If I was the Florida Panthers right now, I would hire Joel Quenneville back right now.
They just hired, what's his name?
He's not doing well at all this year.
What? What is their record?
They're 9-8. They were the best team in the league last year.
It's not even bad, man.
Okay.
Like, it's like Edmonton. Oh my God, we're 10-9. Who cares? Still not a bad start. Like, fuck. You win 10 of your first 19 games and we got fans bitching.
It's because there's more expectations.
Try winning six of your first 17 games.
Okay.
It could be a lot worse.
Well, it's three games, though. That's not even that much difference, to be honest with you.
Like, fuck.
It's not, you know, stupid. When you have the two best players in the league, I would expect a little bit better record, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. It's a tough go-around. I mean, I don't know. Expectations are a crazy, crazy thing.
Oh, also, before we go, I made a prediction that DJ Smith is going to be the first coach fired, and it might happen.
It might. It might.
I thought they were going to do it when they lost eight in a row. I was like, oh.
Do you think that's really going to happen? Do you think it's going to help?
I don't know.
I always look at coaches getting fired, and I'm not saying that there isn't some that are justified, but like I always just wonder, is this really a long-term solution or is this just a short-term Band-Aid?
But the thing about firing coaches, it's all about who you bring as a replacement.
I know. Like who would they bring in?
Oh boy.
We better go. Could be Joel Quenneville.
Alan Vigneault?
Oh gosh. We recycle that guy again?
He's a good coach. That guy's been good everywhere he's gone.
Yeah.
He took Vancouver to a cup. He took the Rangers to a cup.
Mark Crawford.
He took the Canadians to a cup.
How about Mark Crawford?
He's actually a scout for the Canucks right now.
Mike Keenan.
Mike Keenan hired Mike. Okay, we got to go. We're at 55 minutes here. We got to get out of here.
All right. November, it is Hockey Fights Cancer Month. Make sure you get on over and help out a wonderful and old cause, NHL.com. Click on the Hockey Fights Cancer logo, and then, get your wallet out. Next week's episode, it's an important one. It is a very, very important one. It's playoff marker number one, American Thanksgiving. We'll discuss who's in, who's out, who we think stays in, and who we think stays out, and who can shuffle their way back in. Check out all the past episodes on debatehockey.com. Tell your friends to watch the show. Thank you for your support. Have a great holiday weekend in the States, Canada. Enjoy another work day. You need it. No expression from Blake. All right. We're back next week, Monday night, talking hockey on the Debate Hockey Podcast. Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.